Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. The number one Chevy dealership in the world, 3 years straight. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 through 2025.
What'd you say the hard out was, 5508?
5536, I think.
Close enough.
Yeah,
5536.
All right, a little Orinoco flow, boys and girls. You know what that means. It's time for a little hump day haiku action. We like to save the best for last. Power hour. We had a little jaking off, read some text messages, and here we are with a little haiku for you on your hump day before the day's over. All right, topics are as follows. Masai Ujiri and hantavirus. Which one do we want to do first? He's yawning. Which one do you want to do first?
Don't call me out like that. Blake was sleeping in the break.
Any? You know what? Let's just do. We'll do Masai first, and then we'll do hantavirus
second. Okay, I've got two questions.
Got two answers.
Is wanna, like I want to go to bed, is wanna one or two syllables?
Wanna.
Two.
Wanna. That's okay. Two.
That's what I thought.
A little clapping method.
And he's counting.
Okay. And then is days, like.
Days. That's one.
Yeah, like, one.
Days.
Yeah, I mean, you can elongate the zzz as long as you want. It's still one.
Okay. We're good then.
Good? All right.
That's what I thought. I had decided to make any changes. I was just clarifying before I read them.
I appreciate it. All right. Masai Ujiri first, and then we'll do hantavirus second. Here we go.
Lock in, Tolos. This is the last
is
10 minutes of the show.
This
lock in.
I got
stop,
faith in
stop
y'all.
Stop picking your nose.
I mean, look, you're going to hear boring-ass Westwood 1 after this. So get your minds right. Here we go. Masai Ujiri. Here we go. Mav got a new prez. J Kid, not long on the res.
Ooh.
Coop Flag, still the best.
I like that. That second line was really good.
That was a good one.
That was good. Okay. Listen up, class. Should count your days, kid. Luke gone, but new prince is here. Masai is the boss.
A little abstract.
Yeah, nice job.
There's always that one guy that texts in, you know, you're not supposed to rhyme the haikus.
You don't have to.
We know.
Okay, he's fun at parties. Mavs Messiah. Mavs players at the playa. Playoff team next year.
I was kind of waiting for Pariah to come in there with the Messiah.
Mavs players at the playa. I'll tell you what. A little bilingual action.
Playa means beach for those who don't know yes. Ball.
A playa.
You ever heard a Corona commercial? Your playa awaits.
Your playa awaits.
For those that don't know ball, playa means beach. Okay, here we go. Hantavirus. Clean up that rat poop.
Wow.
Get off that ship and I shoot.
Wow.
Give Hanta the boot.
That was too good. That was two good ones by you right there. Are you saying that as if you'll shoot them? That's what you meant by that line, yes?
It's okay. Ah.
It's okay. Mine's not any better. I get right into the violence. I'm using some acronyms here, so use your brain on who this first acronym could be so I don't have to explain it after. DT, nuke the boat. Life is short. I want to float. Lockdown, on a note. DT is the president. For anyone at home, somewhere to playa.
That was good. That was a good one.
Oh, thank my you. Goodness.
That was a Chet Nelson caliber.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me put my headphones on. I got to hear this. All right. I need new headphones.
You got to untangle them. Hold on. He somehow sets them down and they get angled.
That's my favorite when he's cross-talking. He didn't have to cross-talk. Just him untangling his headphones.
All right, here we go.
Someone brings up the cheese and he gets rattled.
What?
Hey, I'll tell you something. Look.
Starts untangling them faster.
Starts untangling them faster.
We literally see no, he's just tangling them more.
Lucius is playing drops, making fun of him, but he can't hear him yet.
Headphones aren't on. Oh, not wrong, people. Not wrong.
Stay away, Henta.
Wow.
Got cruisers in a blenda. Govern agenda.
Send them home. That boat needs to stay at sea. It better not come back home. We do not want scurvy.
Oh, man.
What's the worst thing that could happen to the U.S.? The plague? Scurvy? Antivirus?
Like nuclear warfare?
I was going to say, I would think a nuke would
But only if they got us first.
That'd really rattle us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say wiping off a couple states would probably be pretty bad.
I would think a nuke
is worse.
Then,
is worse than a disease that is going on for months.
I would think a nuke, and then I'm sure there's probably.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears, and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
What if we had, like, no government? Like, that happens. Like, they go full mutiny.
I mean, stand by.
Is that worse than a nuke?
I would think so. I mean, if there's no government, then it's anarchy at that point. Then
it's just, what's that movie where you can,
what, the Purge? Yeah.
Great series.
Yeah. Never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Never seen it.
There was this YouTube channel that would go through movies, and it would be Kill Count, that's what it was called, and it would show just all the clips of people dying.
You just loved it.
That's the only time I ever took in The Purge. It had like 27 times. I was like, that's cool.
27 people died in the movie?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like that many, though.
But, like, I mean anyone could just be like, I don't know, some random guy getting ran over.
Yeah. The Purge, you would enjoy it. It's a lot of anger and rage.
I don't know. I don't know if I would. Tomorrow, let's lay out the show for tomorrow.
Yeah, big show tomorrow.
We do. We've got Bonnie Bernstein at 7:20. Bonnie Bernstein, legendary reporter. Here's a question. What are you about to say?
Do not make me repeat myself.
Say what'd you say?
I said that Adam's hat looks funny over there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Here's the question. Okay, here's the question.
Is Fred done talking?
Should we ask Bonnie Bernstein about Diana Rossini tomorrow?
Probably not.
I'm doing it.
Let's elevate the women.
That's the whole point.
I know, but...
No, I'm doing it.
Ask her if she's ever had similar thoughts.
No, we're not going that right. No, I'm going to ask her point blank.
I thought we asked the hard-hitting questions on
the show. Absolutely asked the hard-hitting questions.
How are you going to frame it? I'll go ahead and give it the green or red light on the bear tonight. How are you going to frame it?
What are your thoughts on the Diana Rossini situation and how it's affected female reporters?
He's not going to ask it like that.
No, that's. I think there's a nicer, softer
way to ask that. How much nicer?
We are absolutely disgusted by the situation. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Bonnie is a longtime female trailblazing journalist. Your thoughts on the Diana Rossini situation and how it's affected the perception of female reporters?
Let's run it by our PR team first.
Done. Done. What's wrong? If we can't ask Bonnie Bernstein, a trailblazing female reporter, about the Diana Rossini situation, who can we ask?
Sometimes people get in trouble for their answers. So,
she's a vet. Okay, she knows how to respond to that. Okay. Oh, I'm asking her.
I know.
Done. I'm asking her, and then we'll ask her about her show, The Champion's Edge. The Champion's Edge, which premieres this Saturday on ABC. He's attached a one-page document regarding the show. Let's see what it's about. I have no idea. Plus, she also interviewed Roy Williams when he said he didn't give a bleep about going to North Carolina. She's got a hell of a guest list. Here's some of the people that will be on her show.
That's Seth Rogen.
Ginger Z. Oh, she's going to have Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA commissioner. Donna Lamar, head of global video for Spotify. Dominique Dawes, Olympic gymnast turned entrepreneur. Let's see, who else she's going to have on? She's going to have Vernice Flygirl Armour, the U.S. military's first black female combat pilot. So Apparently, it's all women. So who better to ask than Bonnie Bernstein?
I'm not saying she would know the answer to it.
What do you mean she would know the answer? I don't know that there's an answer per se.
I'm just saying, what is she going to gain from making a statement about Diana?
Well, why? I mean, if we can't ask Bonnie Bernstein about it, who can we ask?
It's not my question, Fred. I'm saying she's probably qualified to answer.
So why can't we ask her?
What does she gain from it?
I mean, maybe she goes viral for it.
Okay. Maybe.
But I mean, she's a subject matter expert in this. I mean, who better to ask about than Bonnie Bernstein about Diana Rossini?
It's definitely a controversial topic. A lot of people have stayed away from it.
See, that's the problem. Why are we playing it with kit gloves?
Because people are involved.
I mean,
the people who are involved are the ones not talking about it.
Well, and I mean, it's a story.
Someone said cutting electricity to the internet would be the worst thing for the U.S. Imagine literally just all electricity went out in every state.
Right now?
Every state.
Oh, that'd be... Oh, all hell would break loose. All hell would break loose. No question about it.
More than the internet or vice versa?
Both. I mean, because you can't have... I mean, you're not going to have the internet without electricity.
Good call.
I'm going to tell you right now, too. Plus, because then your water supply goes to bleep, too. I was in Houston when the freeze happened, and I had no electricity for like 4 days. My water was shot. Dude, it was tough.
How'd
sledding
you shower?
For a while. I didn't. It was rough out in these streets, bro. I'm telling you. I had a friend of mine. I did go to her place once. Anyway, what a show.
Last minute.
What a show.
There's like 10 people listening. You just heard that right now.
Great stuff as always.
Westwood One.
Great stuff as always from
7-11 tomorrow.
Jake, from Blake, from Fred. 7-11 tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.